This podcast contains adult language and crude humor. Listener discretion is advised.
A reading from the book of Tweetius, Stupidus, Deletidus. It is so cringy to see middle-aged men wearing Nirvana t-shirts like they're trying to fit in with young people. Like, shouldn't you have your own style from your own era?
Thralls! Balls! They're everywhere!
Thralls Balls, the World of Warcraft podcast with a dirty mind and a clean behind. Hosted by Bentolus, Gershom, Flurby, and Wooly.
What's up, swingers, from the part-time TBHQ in Chicago. Welcome to Thralls Balls, episode 133, I think. I'm already losing track. Anyways, yep, Wooly, the undisciplined disc priest, is still out on daddy leave. Our resident raw-mogging jack-of-all-trades, Bentolus, has family in town this weekend. I am the sassy-ass beast mastery hunter, Gershom, and I am joined by, I believe, one of the last men to still be standing by me in my life. It's Flurpy. What's up, Flurpy?
Hi, it's Flurpy. That's me. I'm Flurpy. I'm wearing a Nirvana shirt.
Are you serious?
No, I'm wearing my new shirt that I got for my birthday, and it's a Fungalore shirt, and if you listen to other podcasts, that might make sense to you, and I love it, and it makes me happy. Fungalore, he heard your wish.
That is awesome. I wish it had been a Nirvana shirt, though.
No.
I can't believe. So shout out to a friend of the show, Hoax. He actually retweeted that someone was like, I bet you she's pretty glad she deleted this. This is totally like the kind of chick who would call me a boomer or something. Like, okay, boomer. Like, okay, I don't know. That was just so funny. So thanks to Hoax for the cold open today. What have you been up to? What's going on, dude? We're here by ourselves. It's kind of light this week. Let's just kick it, man.
Yeah, so I am a bit under the weather today, so I may cough randomly. I have not been able to play WoW a ton. I have been out. I had a work conference all week, so I was out. But I did play a little WoW the other night. I played a little bit. I ran some Mythic Plus. And who did I run Mythic Plus with?
Who did you run Mythic who Plus did
I,
with?
I who? Ran with you, Gersh.
I was there, barely.
We did keys together.
It was fun. We did some baby keys, yeah.
We did some, and it was good. And we didn't, I think we timed all of them. The first one was a little dicey because we had a tank who didn't know how to tank something, but yeah, I think we timed all of them. I mean, it was just twos, but we had a good time.
I'm kind of glad he fucked up that boss, because it ingrained it in my head. I know I will never lose that fight again. I know exactly how to pull those fucking dudes, let them soak up the blood puddle and go stand in that shit. So we did that was a tall desire, right?
Yep.
Tall. And the priestess goes ahead and she kept transfusing herself off your blood because you have to go stand in the blood. And then she sends these like trash mobs out to get you that try and steal the blood from you. So you have to go kill the trash mobs. And I don't know what the tank was doing wrong, but he was doing it wrong. He wasn't tanking the ads. They're not trash. They're big boys.
You don't really tank them. You just need to tank. Usually you have the priestess up, especially on a low key, up there by it. So as soon as it comes out, you just sort of switch your DPS to it. He kept like moving the priestess all around the place, which was just causing some chaos with the ad. We couldn't, you know.
Like yelling at him and say you were like doing something.
It was a little annoying. But hey, we got it, right? We got it. And we think we still timed that. You know, even
I
after.
Think we did. Yeah.
I think that fight lasted like 6 minutes.
Because I got my vault. You got to time 4 mythics to get that slot. So yeah. Do you want to hear a joke before we do WoW stuff?
I always want to hear a joke.
Okay. What did the egg say to the boiling water?
Eggs don't talk, or they're not a mouse. So, nothing.
Listen, you ran baby keys with me. You know how to indulge me. Just indulge me.
What did the egg say to the boiling water, Gersh? With its mouth. Its egg mouth. And its egg vocal cords.
Oh, gross. Now you're making it a thing. The egg said to the boiling water, it's going to take me a minute to get hard. I just got laid by some chick.
I get it.
Good. Okay, good. I told a joke. Someone got it. That's hilarious.
It's kind of a double entendre, wasn't it? Right? Because it's about chicks, chickens, but also ladies and laying. Yeah. No, I got it. Also, I like the term egg mouth, so I'm going to use that as a character name at some point, egg mouth.
Would that would be just, like, the weirdest internet insult. Like, we should start a thing to start calling people in. Like, what? We are linking up, like, when someone made up twat waffle and that one stuck. I see all kinds of people saying twat waffle now. No one used to say that. So we could start a new word.
I think egg mouth has some meme potential. I feel like, you know.
Yeah.
If nothing else, it's probably the title of this episode, egg mouth. So
I thought we were going to do, see, I wanted to do awkward ass magic. And the reason I wanted to do that is because I can't decide if you meant it to be pronounced as awkward ass magic, as in the magic between us is a little bit awkward. Like, it's awkward as ass, but it's still magic. Or did you mean to say, like, awkward ass magic? Like, there's magic being done to someone's ass and it's awkward.
Well, I intended the first one, but now the second one, I just feel like has a lot more legs to it.
You gotta get the accent on the right syllable.
The accent grave, right? Like, right.
Totally.
Sorry.
What did you do anything else in WoW or just Arceus?
No. I have a little bit of a sad announcement. A little bit of some of you know I've dedicated my life to sort of an ascetic lifestyle in servants in reverence and. Service and reverence to the wheel. But the wheel, I'm sad to announce, is over. We had some issues with the wheel. And we took a vote. I will be forthright. I voted that I don't care what we do because I sort of want to do what's in the best interest of everybody else. But we voted that we're going to suspend our wheel experiment. We will be playing in season 4 heroic one night a week guild again. But we are suspending our wheel experiment. Kel wrote a very in Kel's way, a very sort of I don't know, not passionate, but definitely.
Kel is very straightforward. Was it a very straightforward eulogy? Was it very honest?
It was very honest. It was very straightforward. He didn't, you know, pull any punches. He was
the man's Canadian. Of course, it was straightforward. Yeah.
But you know, and it makes me sad because one of the parts of it is, hey, you know, we're gonna go back to this, and we're not gonna be this kind of guild where we experiment in the future. That's the one part. And I, you know, I'm not, you know, trying to like air guild dirty laundry here, but I do, you know, it makes me sad because I think that we could be the kind of guild who does cool experiments like this and does fun stuff in some of the lore, but. But if that's not what people want, and if they're going to be dedicated, I totally understand. So, wheel is dead. I still got to play Boomy for a while and learned to like it. And so we'll see what happens in season 4. Not sure what I'm going to play yet.
So, if you do anything in the downtime, you're just going to do what people need, like how you brought shaman into babies and stuff. Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably just play my shaman mostly, heal some keys. I don't know. You know, we're kind of light right now, so we'll see. Probably plug a couple normals, maybe a heroic.
Neat. Is that it for you for the week?
Yeah, that's it. I didn't get into much. I just wanted to do my 4. I did them with you. This next week I should be playing a little bit more, but this last week I did not get to play as much because of work stuff.
Yay, life bosses. Aren't they the best?
Sometimes. It's a very busy season for me right now at work. So yeah.
Yeah, getcha. So we went over that. I did the baby keys. That was fun. And you forgot to mention that a friend of the show, Craig, came back to retail just for me. Hi, Craig. I brought you back to retail. He left immediately. He was like, I'm seeing you guys. I did my 4 and he was peaced out. So he didn't really even want to do that. But that was kind of funny. You know, Flurpy, ye of little faith. Flurpy was literally actually anxious because Craig was like, I don't even know what's on my keys and I don't know what's on my hotbar and I haven't played.
No, that's not true. He said, I don't have any keys and I don't have a hot bar. And that made me nervous because how do you play? So let's be
so
clear.
He built his whole, he's like, oh shit, I got all these talent points. What are these? And we're like, oh no. And I was just laughing my ass off because like Flurpy was getting a little jumpy though. Getting a little skittish there. But like you said, we timed them. They were just 2. There was no big deal. I did fine. And I was sitting at like second and third DPS the whole time.
You did fine. You did great.
Yeah, I was excited.
And, and Craig did really good too. He was
a little overgeared. I'm at like 467, so I could probably bump it up to like, I don't know, 4s, 5s.
You could do 15s. You just have to get some of your add-ons set up.
I need to get my add-ons again, and I need to do them a few more times. Like, the Tall Desire was pretty easy. Like, I don't know. I want to muscle memory those mechanics, you know? And it comes little by little. And then once you know, you don't really forget him. Like, oh, Razan, you got to hide the thing. That's his thing that he does, is he possesses somebody. And then it's like every boss has their thing. Like the priest is, oh, the thing is to stand close to the stairs so that you can DPS that guy down. Like once you do that, once you live through it, then it starts becoming a thing. You just do it more. Yeah. But I know that there's like more mechanics that like each time I'm just going to file away more. So maybe I will start, like, especially during the downtime, I'll just start running my submit keys with like you guys or with you or something just for fun if you're not doing it with the guild. So
I think we're all kind of light right now. Usually, you know, we have at least a few people on, you know, Tuesday and Thursday nights. We kind of do keys. We'll see what happens this week. But yeah, you always feel free to come along.
Sweet. And then so I realized before this had happened, I was kind of, you know, having like content drought things, and I realized I had never gotten like any of my class hauls. Actually, I didn't realize randomly. I took the suggestion from Dave over at Solo Queue, mentioned that it'd be a fun thing to pursue during the season down. So I'm like, okay, wow, can't believe I didn't get this. So I go back to see what I'm missing, and it's pretty much par for the course. Like, I stopped playing Legion on Gershom as soon as I couldn't solo anything. So I think I had the dungeons done. I had managed to like drag myself through the dungeons so I could get Pathfinder or something. But I had never done any of the raids. I'd never done Nighthold. I'd never done Tomb of Sargeras. I'd never been to any of these places because it wasn't soloable content. And then I guess over the years, I just never did them again. So went back to do those raids. First of all, let me say how aesthetically pleasing both those places are. By both the places, I mean Nighthold and Tomb of Sargeras.
Yes.
It's very cool. Very neat. You know, the way it's laid out, and the story's really, really good. You know, Egwene's in there, and Illidan's in there, and Khadgar's in there. Like, basically anyone you could have a crush on is in there. Like, you know, Dagar's in there. Little Inceladin, you know, he's in there. So it's fun. There's a lot of neat little role-playing things, and overall, I enjoyed the experience. Unfortunately, I cannot solo Mythic Kill Jaden at all. I have watched so many videos. I have watched, like I said, so many videos, so many Wowhead posts, so many things. And there's like this whole thing where you're supposed to soak these puddles and let the spheres knock you back, but not off the thing. And then he'll like intermittently go up in the sky. Well, he does this thing, this one shot called like rupturing insanity or some shit, whatever it is. There is no phase. So I run into I go up to the top of the ramp and I come into the room and he's up there and he's like, ha ha, stupid mortal. You suck and I suck too. And then you start killing him. And at like 40%, the event triggers. The dude just jumps up in the air and one shots me. There is no event. There is nothing for me to do. There's no puddles to soak. No purple spheres ever show up. The dude just goes, ha ha, fuck you, Gershom, and jumps in the sky and I die. So not sure what's gonna happen. I got pretty tired of it. I pushed at it for like an hour. I kept saying, maybe if I slow down, don't put my pet out. I kept trying all these different X factors. Was not having any luck with that. So, I mean, it's okay. I wanted it mostly for the mounts and stuff. And I was hoping that once I got that meta achievement of the I forget what it's called, like breaking the Legion or breaking the shore or something like that, where you have to complete all the raids and everything. I was thinking, well, once I get it done on one, then every other class will just have to do their class specific stuff. And this is going to be a breeze. It's not going to be a breeze because I can't get the meta achievement because I can't do
it. Do you have to do it on Mythic? I don't know.
I don't know. And is that only something he does on Mythic? That was my next question as I was literally thinking about popping it down to like, but what if he just does the same thing? I don't know. I had it on Mythic because now it's at least I can farm the mounts from in there. From Nighthold. So the Gul'dan drop, Mythic Gul'dan drops one, and Mythic Naga Queen Celestizalazine or whatever her name is, she drops a mount. So nice to know I could farm it on Mythic for mounts, but I guess I just can't do Mythic Kill
Jaden. Yeah, the one we did it not long. Well, I say that not long ago. It was a couple years ago, but I think there was three of us that did it together and knocked it out really fast. So you might need to do that, right? Like on some down night when a few people are on, to say, hey, will you ever do this?
Yeah, Flurpy, you should come help me do it.
I will come help you do it.
I know you would. I told you, this man stands by me. What else? And so, yeah, then the baby mythics, we did that. Oh, and then I did decide to jump on to my orc my orc Willis. Yeah, because he doesn't have his heritage armor, and that's something I know how to do. Did I mention I got my Worgen heritage armor? I think I did. Yeah. Finish Forsaken, finish Worgen. That was last week. So I got my orc, and he was 20 yesterday, and he's 28 now. So I'm just kind of running him around like the Barrens and Ashenvale, you know. I'm not really too focused on like the lore of the quest in that area for two reasons. One is like, if you grew up in WoW, like I did, like literally I grew up in the Barrens as a Horde maid. So, know that place like the back of my hand. I don't think they're going to tell me anything that I haven't seen or heard before. You know, I'm pretty familiar with like the conflicts and what's going on there. So it's going pretty fast. And it was, yeah, and just, I feel like there's not even that much focus on lore. Like in Classic, it was like literally everybody was like, oh, the world of Warcraft. This is the world the way it was during like Warcraft 3. And it's basically like Warcraft 3 splashed onto like a world map, right? The quests don't even always interconnect. They're just kind of these cool characters like Mancreek, you know, and like stuff like that. So yeah, I got him from 20 to 28, and
an orc.
A hunter.
Hunter. Okay.
I mean, hunters, bro, I love them.
I know, because you know, there's something else too.
Well, that's why I wanted to do the class halls, but like I just hate learning new things. Why are you always trying to get me to do new stuff? You're always pulling me out of my comfort zone.
Just trying to expand your horizons.
I know.
Always trying to make me learn lore. I don't want to do that. Talking about characters, like they matter.
Oh man, they so do. I know. I should try the other classes. We'll see. Do you want to jump into the WoW news, motherfuckers?
We can do WoW news.
Hey, let's do WoW news.
Time for WoW news, motherfuckers.
All right, swingers, we're here on the other side of that WoW news bumper. Forby, why don't you go ahead and start us off? I've been talking a lot. Why don't you go ahead and take that little article you shared with us there? And by the way, these are all going to be in the show notes. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the season 4 changes on Mythic Plus, because I know we've talked about it kind of around, but just some specifics on it, right? Obviously, with that, there's been some blue posts. They're not testing them. I think the testing lasts until like April 1st, if you want to get in there and test some of the new dungeons and the new Mythic Pluses. They're making some changes on the dungeons. Like, for example, there's a new checkpoint after the Gulping Goliath and Halls of Infusion. There's some new visuals added. They're changing a few things, just various places of the dungeon. So you can go look at the blue post to see sort of what they're changing to get ready for Mythic Plus. Most of it looks like either sort of friendly changes to make our lives a little bit easier, or they're even nerfing some of the stuff in there. It doesn't look like they're trying to go out of their way to make this more challenging in any meaningful way, but actually a little bit more easier, which is good. But the new system, right, I know we've kind of talked about it, but I, you know, there's a bit of controversy around it, but I think the changes feel good. We have Mythic Zero, which this time will actually coincide with what the Mythic Pluses are, which is kind of interesting. The Mythic Zero will not have a timer on it. And it's going to feel like, though, so like a zero should feel like an 8 to 10 or roughly around there of the current. So going up, right, like they're going to be a little bit harder at the beginning. So heroic, right, you can still queue in heroic to all of them. Those are not going to have a timer. And, you know, you can get sort of gear that would be comparable to early mythics now. Then the Mythic Zero will drop higher gear, but it will be like doing a Mythic 8 to 10 now. And then everything will scale up from there. So like if you did a Mythic 5, if you had a plus 5 as your key, that should feel like a 15 now. The affixes will come in at 2, 5, and 10. So Mythic Zero won't have tyrannical or fortified. Only at 2 will that start. Then at 5 and 10 will be introduced the second affixes and third, respectively. So that's how it is. The rewards will go up to 10, which would be like equivalent of a 20 now. So it kind of squishes down the available levels of the Mythic Dungeons, right? So now there's only, essentially, unless you're doing something, you know, sort of beyond the scope of rewards just for the fun of it, right? You have basically 10 levels. And so joining will be a little bit easier. There's going to be a lot more groups, right, at your kind of level, because it's not going to be spread out over to 5 or 6 levels. It'll be right around 1 or 2, so you'll have more groups. What's not clear is where KSM falls. I mean, I think assumptively it would be somewhere around 5s is where KSM would fall. But that's kind of the changes that are coming. But again, you can go test those out, look at them, get a feel for them up until April 1st.
Neat. Yep. And so also as a blue post, there has been, well, okay, if you don't want to hear data mining, we'll give you like 15, 20 seconds. Go ahead, skip ahead. Okay. All right. If you skipped, you skipped. So roughly 300 plus, I believe, Burning Crusade appearances have been data mined for some odd reason. That's what the point is. People are like, what's going on here? There's a lot of recolors. Some are not recolored though, which really has people sort of speculating. And of course I'm thinking this has to do with Midnight because we're already talking about going back to Quel'Thalas and the Sunwell and stuff. And that was TBC. That's what we're doing. So Flurpy, I know you don't know about lore or the game, but what do you think? No, nothing to say here.
No. I'm excited for the new appearances. I wonder how they're going to be used. You know, we still know there's some PvE announcements kind of on the threshold for us. So it's exciting. So I don't know what they're doing, but I am excited. I will say, just from an aesthetic point of view, I think that's some of the best looking weapons in the game. And if you go look, some of the new recolors look really nice, except for crossbows. The crossbows look stupid. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I was going to say the same thing. And the link we included in the show notes actually does include, that's the Wowhead article. So you can scroll through those appearances. And they do look pretty cool, especially the staffs. I think some of my Warlock's favorite staves are from back in that era. Lots of magic, lots of weird swirly stuff and some crystal. It looks pretty neat. So yeah, go check that out if you like. We'll put the post in the show notes for those 300 plus Burning Crusade appearances that got data mined. Moving on, we got a little taste of what's coming up in the April trading post. So we're recording this on Sunday, March 31st. That'll be tomorrow. If you're listening now when the episode releases, that's today. If you want to go check it out, do you want to talk about it, Flurpy? Because I actually
did
pull it up.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
The Dreadwake is in there, which is that cool
ship mount. Yeah.
Which I do the 6 month or I might even do it a year now. I can't remember. So I get all of those now, but I didn't back then.
Oh,
so I didn't have it. And that was like what made me start to think about it. But by the time I did it, it was gone. And so I'm sad. So I'm going to go get that. So that's back. And that is such a good looking mount. I'm sorry, I don't care what
it's
you
cool.
think.
It's yeah, cool. Yeah, there's a huge picture right here. It's like the very first thing. It says, here's what's in stock for April. And then it's like, pets, mounts, and toys. Fuck your pets and your toys. Look at this boat. It's cool.
Look at that boat.
It's dripping water. It's all
I'm
wet.
I'm on a boat.
It's all wet. It's got like this octopus little old god dude on the front. I mean, come on, bro. It's amazing. And it's all the colors. It's all piratey. That's cool. That thing needs its own jukebox. You could play like Booty Bay music on it or something. It's like a toy you could buy.
What are you into? I'm mostly into Booty Bay music. That's kind of my genre.
I like the Booty Bay music. I also like a lot of the pirate music. So it's funny because like I don't really like pirates. I don't really do a whole lot of the pirate stuff.
Fucking hate pirates, but I want that boat.
I know, but that boat is cool. other than that,
Did you see the frenzied hat of the Deep Blue? Did you see that stupid piece of shit?
No, I'm still scrolling down right now.
Okay,
go scroll
to that because it's a dumbass shark on your head. So,
dude, I'm buying it. What?
Of course you are. It's the dumbest fucking thing I've seen.
Sharks are my favorite animal in IRL, so I'm gonna have to check that out. I don't see it. That's so weird.
Yeah, it's like a dumb hat. There's also a new spring themed transmog. So if you want to look like a gardener, you can look like a gardener.
Yeah, it's like a gardener that's dressed up. It's like a gardener that's going to church. Basically.
Yeah, if you want to feel that's like cute. Martha Stewart, you want to play the game.
Yeah.
Do some role playing as Martha Stewart, which I do in my private life. But now I can bring that to the game. That little inclination I have.
There you go. Yeah, this is pretty cute. So there's like a Spring Revelers Dandelion Transmog. It's pretty cool. They show it here on like a Void Elf or a Drakthyr, maybe Drakthyr Visage Form. I'm not sure when something looks like that. It's like a nice little coat with like a belt, like a tapered waistband coat and some leggings and some boots. Looks pretty cool. And then there's like a dress, and old girl has like a little straw bonnet with like a big bow under her chin, you know, very spring garden party, like you said. And then there's another one, looks a little churchy. It's the Spring Revelers lavender collection. So pretty cute dress,
so
hat, blue thing.
You could wear that, the Spring Revelers Lavender, and you could get on, I don't remember that mount, it's like the tree that changes with each season. And so you could look like a gardener riding on a very spring-centered tree.
You weren't lying about your class fantasy there, dude. You're doing it.
Yeah, don't king shame. Look, some of us like, don't. Whatever, let's move on. There's also a Savage Blue Battle Turtle. Looks pretty cool. It's the same as the green, except it's blue.
What? Did I make you so upset? You're like stuttering.
I can't. Savage Blue Battle Turtle. It's hard to say.
Say that five times fast.
Savage Blue Battle Turtle. Savage Blue Battle Turtle. Oh, no. I can't do it.
Savage Blue Battle Turtle. That's awesome. I do like the turtle mount. He's pretty. I didn't see this shark guy though. So I'll look at the article later.
I think it looks like a toy, but if you click on it, it'll actually show you it's a stupid hat.
It's a toy or is it a mog?
It looks like a toy, but it's actually a mog. Like the picture they show, it doesn't show it as a hat. But then if you go look at it, if you go click on the thing.
I'm going to be disappointed because I'm envisioning like a giant, like.
No, it's a thing.
It's a thing. Okay.
I'm gonna show you. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to send you a link in a second because you got to see this dumb shit. Don't you worry.
I'm waiting. Fully can edit this out. This is important.
This is, yeah. And if you're listening, if you're listening, go look it up because it's dumb.
We rarely disagree like this. I love cards. Okay.
So you have to actually click the frenzied hat of the deep blue. It's like the fifth one. I'm sending you the link right now.
Are you putting it in host chat?
Yeah, I'm gonna put it in host chat.
Okay.
Go look at that dumb shit.
It doesn't look great.
It does not. It looks stupid.
I thought it would be like one of them things you bought at SeaWorld. That's like a balloon that like looks like a thrashing around shark with like teeth. Like, yeah, but like on top of a hat. This just looks like someone took like a shark mouth that is closed. When is a shark mouth ever closed?
It looked like it was sort of like biting your head. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. We'll have to see. Maybe if I try it on, it'll look neat. I'm still holding out hope for this thing just because I like sharks so much, I guess. So, and then I guess just real quick as a last thing to point out, this is pretty self-explanatory, but yeah, the link is in show notes. Trios are coming to Plunderstorm, an event that I've decided I just don't want to participate in. I don't care. It didn't bite me. Don't care. So currently you can queue single or as a duel. You can now do three people. So neat. You have any thoughts on that? You don't really do it either, right?
No, I hate pirates. I hate PvP. It's like, look, people are having a blast with it. It looks fun. I get it. I sort of it's get cool. why people no. like it now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, you know, shit all over it. It's just not for me. But hey, you know what? Go have fun with it. And the little like tournament thing looked kind of fun over the weekend. I don't know if anybody kept up with that. I think Max and I can't remember who Max was doing it with. They came in second. So yeah, I mean, you know, it was a fun thing, I guess.
Neat. Yeah. Do you want to go on and move on to your mixed drink of the week?
I gotta make one up really fast. So fuck yeah, let's make one up on the fly.
All right. Fuck yeah.
It's time for the mixed drink of the week. Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah!
Wooly here editing. So, it's the mixed drink of the week. And for legal reasons, you know, just in case people want to come after us for something. Please only partake of the mixed drink of the week or any alcohol for that matter if you're of legal age or legal whatever to do so. Furthermore, we are not responsible for any stupid shit that may befall you as a result of your own stupid shit.
All right, we're here with the mixed drink of the week. I'm actually, Flurpy, I'm going to go ahead and let you do what you're doing because apparently you're just going to make it up randomly.
No, right? I'm joking. I haven't.
Okay. So what did you name this drink?
Okay, so what did I do? I did the High Mountain Torrens, right? That was who I was supposed to do. Is that correct? Because if not...
That's correct. It was your choice.
Mm-hmm. I'm in trouble if that's not it. Okay, so I did. So I named it... So stupid. I named it the Spirit Walker Ebon Horny because I'm
that
a child.
That is not stupid. That I'm is a child. In the vein of this show. That is in the big throbbing dick vein of exactly what this program does, dude.
That's what I go for with my drinks.
Welcome. Yes, welcome. You'll do you're gonna do just great here.
All right, it is a mixed drink, or it's like a cocktail, right? Like all of mine are gonna be sort of cocktail-y. So yeah, see what you can do with it.
Well, I made up a shot, so right away I'm wrong.
I've told you all this. I will not do shots.
Okay,
I'm a refined gentleman.
Bent has told me that he doesn't put vodka in things, and then I'm like, oh, I almost guessed vodka, and then I literally say the words, oh, you don't use vodka, and then the drink has vodka in it. So y'all are a bunch of liars. Go fuck yourselves. I made up a shot, but since you told me it's a mixed drink, I'm gonna go ahead and try and make up a mixed drink anyways. It's gonna have, gin for sure. I think you let this slip when we were talking in the Mythics the other night. So I'm gonna steal that. I think there's gin in it. I think there's tequila in it. No, gin, cucumber vodka, and I guess like club soda, but I don't know why. That doesn't sound very ebb and horny. It sounds kind of tawny. It sounds kind of vegetation-y. I was going for like a wheatgrass flavor, I guess, and I'm probably totally, totally wrong. Am I totally wrong?
No, the wheatgrass flavor, you're kind of getting there. Okay. I went with those themes, right? So gin would be an interesting one. I don't love gin. And I've clearly got a bit of a theme going, but I did go with a Scotch whiskey as sort of the base. I'm not a big Scotch fan. I'll talk excessively about bourbon and American whiskeys. Not a big Scotch fan, but what I do have on hand is an Oban Distillers Edition, which is a pretty nice Scotch. So about 2 ounces of that. Then I keep doing this. I think there's a theme coming up, but I love to sweeten my drinks, not with simple syrup, but with maple syrup. So a little bit of maple syrup. And then I've made reference to this multiple times, and I'm finally using it. I have an elderflower liqueur. And this is kind of like, when you think about the high mountains. Okay, so let's think about this, right? Like the Scotch, the high mountains, the terrain obviously fits. The maple syrup, the kind of natural foresty element, the elderflower, mm-hmm. sort of the flora elements brought in.
Yeah, you're getting some foresty sort of vibe going there for sure. Just like in a different, like mine was a little clean. Yours is a little more earthy. I like where you're going. Yeah.
And then a little bit of lemon because, you know, like, I don't know, just a little brightness. Because I have to think about flavors, not just themes. And then a dash of bitters, ice cubes. And then just to give it a little bit more of that earthy element, just a fresh thyme sprig. Mix it up. And I have one. So there we go.
Is it good? Oh, wait, I have to send you off. You ready?
Oh, I've been sipping on it. So go for it.
Okay. Yeah. Over the lips, through the gums. Look out, asshole.
Here it comes. It's very nice. It's very refreshing.
And
it's
there good. He goes. I want you to make me a drink someday.
Gersh, since what? They're not here and we own the podcast now because they're not here, we may never let them come
y'all
back.
Y'all been taken over. We got on our Dreadwake and said, wah, wah.
What if we did mixed drinks that represent each of the hosts on the podcast?
Oh, no. So you I know make what? A we bit. Should do that for episode 200 or something.
Oh, God, we'll that would be like... so... Well, we're closer to 150, so we could do it at 150.
Yeah, that would be our birthday, our half birthday.
So I'm just saying, that
thank
would
God,
be fun.
We are getting close to 150. This is like 130. What the fuck? Man, you know, we went over this. Someone asked me, how long have you been recording? And it's been like, April will be like 3 years. Like, we're coming up on our third birthday immediately. And I feel like we just started. This is odd. I know I've heard other podcasts say this, like, oh my God, that many episodes? Like, just thinking that it's been since last summer that I was down in Austin with Bent seems so weird. It was like a lifetime ago, but also it was yesterday. Is that just because I'm old?
I mean, that's the thing, right? Time changes when you get old.
Okay, boomer.
I was...
No, put on your Nirvana shirt now.
I was with Bent in Austin, I don't know how long ago, like 2 years ago, too. And that,
now you live by him.
Now I live close to him. I'm actually going to be
did
near
you guys,
him
did week. You guys go down to that Rainy Street place where he took me drinking? It's kind of like a tourist trap place, but it's really fun.
We went to some like beer place, which pissed me off because I don't like beer. But him and Star like beer, so whatever. I think Star picked it.
Oh, Star was with you? It was
Star came.
Oh, okay.
But they had this like, I remember they had this coconut like seltzer, like a White Claw, but it was coconut on tap. And me and Bent started drinking those. And no joke, we probably had like 15 each. I mean, we were so hammered. And then we went to a pizza place and I don't remember going, but we went there and had pizza and we were so drunk. We were so drunk. So, yeah.
I have a video of Bent like singing and dancing at our table to Brush Your Shoulders Off by Jay-Z. You know that one? Lady Pimps too, and he's actually brushing his shoulder. It was just one of the best videos I've ever got in my whole life.
Bent has a video of me singing karaoke, so I can't make fun of this too much because what he has is very incriminating. So I'm just going to back off of this one just very slowly and say, I bet Bent did great. Bent did awesome.
Yeah, Bent always does awesome.
I don't need him.
I want to see this karaoke video.
You absolutely will not. Nobody will.
Oh, come on. It's lost in the history, the bronze time ways 8-year karaoke video. Now I have to get Nosedormu to go get it back.
If he's listening, he knows exactly what I'm talking about right now. And I hope it never sees the light of day. Do not send it to anybody.
God. He won't. He'll follow the bro code. So what did you, was there anything else you wanted to go over or talk about?
I want to play a goddamn game.
Okay, let's play a game then.
Okay.
Play a game.
All right, you want to play a goddamn game.
I'll play a goddamn game.
Nothing to do with lore. Okay, explain your game.
Well, we can play it in one of two ways, but here's the premise, okay? Here's the premise is I went through and I looked at the top, I don't know, I think I went to like 200, maybe 250 guilds that have cleared Mythic, Fryak basically, right? That are 9 for 9 in Mythic right now. So I looked at the top 200 guilds and I picked out a series of guild names and I've made up guild names. And I want you to guess which are real and which are not. So we can do this one of two ways. I could just name them something and you could say real or not and I'll tell you, or I could give you the choice of two and you have to pick which one is real.
Oh, I thought they were going to be like batches of three for some reason. Well, we could do the thing where like, I guess, so it's like which one's real, which one's fake.
Yeah, so I'll give you two. I think this will work better. If I give you two and you have to say, oh, the real one is this one. So,
okay. All right. So, you know what I want to do for this, though? This sounds like if I'm wrong, I should take like a sip of vodka or something, but I need to go get my vodka out of the freezer.
Yeah,
so,
no, will absolutely. We
insert some cool, like, you know, lounge music or something? I'll be right back.
I'll hum it. Go.
Okay, good.
Kirsch is gone to get her vodka so we can play a stupid game. Wooly's never gonna let us host again. Bum 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 bum.
All right, swingers. I'm so sorry about that. We didn't get the karaoke, but we got you humming for a good like 45 seconds. Some vodka. Can you tell? I also just kind of wanted to take a shot of my vodka.
I mean,
it's 2 o'clock on a Sunday, and my
kids
aren't
home. That's what I'm doing. Drinking scotch.
But it's bourbon. There you go.
It's scotch, but yeah.
Okay, how do I win? How many pairs are we gonna do? We can just go forever if you want.
I'm gonna keep score, right? If you're wrong, you have to take a drink or a shot.
Okay.
And if you're right, you get a point. And then at the points, you can trade those in for a prize later, which I'll make up on the spot. So we're gonna start with an easy one, right? I would say either potato or fat shark. Yes, which is a real guild? Potato or fat shark? Yes.
Potato is real.
Okay, that was an easy one. Fat Shark Yes is a relatively well-known guild, so you are wrong, so take a shot. Potato is not.
Okay, I'm not gonna take whole shots. I'm just gonna take sips out of this little half pint bottle.
Sippy. Mm-hmm. This is a good look. Okay. You're just drinking straight from a bottle while playing the stupid game.
I was
game.
In a hurry. I didn't have time to get a shot glass because you were subjecting the swingers to your humming.
Okay. Okay, also, I think an easy one, and some listeners are going to think this is easy, but you may not, right? So, Pop-Tart Corn Dog or Fluffy Sandwiches?
Pop-Tart Corn Dog is real. I've seen that. I know.
Yes,
I have.
Okay. Good. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm not totally out of the game.
We're going to get a little harder here, okay?
Turn up the heat just a little bit.
Okay. Tony Halm Pro Skater or Awkward Llama Touching? Tony Halm Pro Skater or Awkward Llama Touching?
It's not Tony Hawk, Tony Helm.
Tony Halm, H-A-L-M-E. Tony Halm Pro Skater or Awkward Llama Touching?
Which one is real? awkward llama touching.
You are wrong. You are wrong. Yeah, it's Tony Holm Pro Skater.
Okay. Okay. Oh, wait, I have to take... Oh, no. That's going to be good that these sips are small, though. This is top-tier fucking content coming in hot on a Sunday afternoon, you
guys.
Here
we go. Willie's never going to let us host by ourselves again. Okay, Slocker Pillars.
I will jump on my Dreadwake and tell him that we were going to... Or we will.
Slother Pillars, or Strawberry Puppy Kisses? Slother Pillars or Strawberry Puppy Kisses?
Strawberry Puppy Kisses.
You are correct. That Yay. Is a real guild. Okay.
That's also the way I want to go out. Like, if I die, that's the way I want to go out. Some sloppy puppy kisses.
Okay. Unwealthy homeless men, or Egg Mouth, which is real.
Unwealthy homeless men.
I gave you that one. Okay.
I'm not so drunk that I didn't notice your trickery there.
Okay. I've got a couple more tricky ones. So hold on.
Egg Mouth. Can we make a guild that just has us in it and all our alts will sign the charter and then that is just
Egg Mouth.
Just Egg Mouth.
All right. Dingle, dingle, jingle, jingle, or Wizards and Monkeys. Dingle, dingle, jingle, jingle, or Wizards and Monkeys.
Dingle, dingle, jingle, jingle.
You will be taking a drink now.
Oh, no. You know what? I almost rolled that one out because I'd be like, oh, Blizz wouldn't let them have that. And then I was like, to be funny. Anyways, I was wrong. So I'll be taking a drink now.
But I would like dingle, dingle, jingle, jingle to be a guild.
That would be awesome.
Okay. This is going to be an easy one. I'm going to give you a break on the drink. Okay. The Amazing Zoo, or Flurpy and the Flurposexuals.
The Amazing Zoo.
Yeah, but aren't we sad Flurpy and the Flurposexuals is not a guild?
Okay. Oh, that's totally sad.
Okay. Just kill the boss, or Crits McGee.
I think I've seen someone running around with that Just Kill the Boss on them. Is that not real?
That is correct. Just Yay! Kill the Boss is
I've
real.
I've seen people. Okay.
Okay. Boat Cucumber Wire or Turtles.
Turtles.
You are correct.
Yes. Awesome.
Okay. Nannerpuss or Grr Woof Woof Bark. Nannerpuss or Grr Woof Woof Bark.
Grr Woof Woof Bark.
You are correct. That
Yay,
is an actual
I'm coming
guild.
Up. Yes. Why is it when it's about dogs I get it right?
I made some just for you. Okay. Gang activity or Paladin Sans Pants?
Paladin Sans Pants.
No. Gang activity is a real one.
That is a real, you can
that
say
is a
that?
Real, I guess so, because they're a real one.
That seems cancelable. I'm not into canceling. I'm actually anti-cancel, but still, it seems like something that they would not allow. Oh,
I like
well.
The word cancelable. It sounds like cannibal, but yeah.
The Cancelable Cannibals. That's my new punk rock band name.
Cancelable Egg Mouth. Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay. Cereal Bowls, or Kitty Ascended?
I swear I've seen someone with Kitty Ascended running around.
You are correct. Kitty Ascended. And the final one. The last one I got. Barbershop Quartet or Bacon, Bacon, Bacon. Barbershop Quartet or Bacon, Bacon, Bacon.
Bacon, Bacon, Bacon.
Take a drink for your last one. Barbershop Quartet is a real guild.
No.
Thank you for playing my stupid game.
It wasn't stupid. I love it.
I forgot to count how many you got right.
Oh, I was going to ask how many I got right.
I don't know. Several.
Oh, nice. So I have like 3 I could do for you to see if you could get any points or take drinks.
Is this a lore question?
No, some guilds.
Okay. Let's do it. I'll try.
I think I have like 2 or 3. Okay. So we have Guys Who Play With Dolls or The Knights Who Say Brie.
Ooh. The Knights Who Say Brie.
That's correct. You are scared from taking a sip of your delicious adult beverage. All right. Here's another one. Pants Are Overrated or Barawana Heads.
Pants Are Overrated.
That is also real. Have you seen that guild out there?
No, I haven't. But
no,
I,
it's real. Yeah.
I would imagine the other one would be like difficult for Blizz to let slide. So, yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Although the way I made that up was that I saw a character the other day named Marijuana. Yeah, I posted on the Twitter. But anyway.
Oh, and it was a bear. Okay.
Yeah, it was a druid. Yeah,
I must have missed that one. Okay, cool.
Yeah, Marijuana. Like anyways, okay, I'll just do one more just to see. So we have the Greybush Brigade or Farrakh Your Mom.
God, I wish it was Farrakh Your Mom. That's so great. Yeah, I'm going to go with Greybush, but I really wish it was Farrakh Your Mom.
So the Greybush Brigade is real, and I'm a flattered because I made up the Farrakh Your Mom one by myself.
I like that one a lot. That's really good.
Yeah,
that's
really good. So, egg mouth. Farrakh your egg mouth. Oh, don't Farrakh anyone's egg mouth. I don't know.
I went out. Oh, there. No. There it is. Okay. Your mic went out for 2 seconds, but you are back, so it's good.
Oh, good. Okay, you don't have to vamp or sing anymore.
I don't.
I know. I don't know if that's good or sad. So is there anything else you wanted to talk about, mention, vibe on, vamp on? We're coming in under less than an hour today. It's a little short. It's the two of us, kind of content drop, kind of slow season. Do you have any final thoughts or anything you want to talk about?
I think in the spirit of things, ultimately the wheel decided that the wheel shouldn't decide. And that itself is a kind of meta-theological claim I can get behind. The wheel decided that the wheel doesn't decide.
That is, wow, that's, I couldn't have said that better myself. It's a meta-theological, that's huge. It's like God knowing that he's omnipotent, right? Omnipotent, is that
right,
the word?
Right.
All-powerful?
All-powerful, omnipotent.
Staying his hand anyway, saying, I could flood the whole earth. Oh, wait, I did do that. Okay, well, yeah, you know, reining yourself in. And the wheel saying, you know what? Maybe I had a little too much agency here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I gave this power to some lame mortals who decided to abuse it and not use it and not see it for what it was.
Yep.
And I'm gonna take that away now. It's an existential level that like only a higher being could achieve.
The real power
is mortals weren't ready. Yeah.
Is in us deciding, not letting the wheel decide for us and then not taking responsibility for our own actions. So the wheel has undone. But in undoing, the wheel still decides. It's all very complicated.
You just ascended higher than Kitty ascended. And speaking of Kitty ascended and nanner pusses and all those things, I mean, put the pussy up top. Today is the last day of Women's Month. Hope all my women had a nice month. Hope someone reached out to you. Hope someone said, hey, thanks for being a girl. Y'all are working just as hard as we are. Cause believe me, bro, talking about dirty laundry, I'll just say baby daddy doesn't have a job right now. And I'm working 44 hours a week and raising my kids. So happy Women's Month. Hope y'all had a blast. If you're a man, be nice to girls. You know, be nice to people, be kind in general. Flirpy, do you have any other final thoughts? Are you good? You wanna?
No, I thought you were gonna segue into Easter somehow with all that, but that was
okay. Easter. I mean, if you Easter, happy Easter. It is Easter too. I forget. I don't do like that stuff, that religious stuff. It is Easter though. So hope you guys had a nice Easter. I think a lot of kids were on spring break. My kids were on spring break and it was like 32 degrees the entire time. So we didn't do anything. That's great. Thank you, Chicago Public Schools, for making Easter in the middle of March or spring break in the middle of March, because that made a whole lot of sense. If you like to, you can follow us in the places. We have our main host, daddy of the show, at Wooly08, two O's, two L's, and a Y. We miss you, Wooly. Kiss that baby girl for us. From what we see in the host chat, Discord, etc., she's doing great. Wife is doing great. Wooly is tired, as to be expected. He's on Twitter and Instagram on that hashtag. I'm at Hunter Gershom, G-E-R-S-H-O-M on Twitter. I don't ever check my Instagram. I'm just tired of saying it and spelling it. And you can find our other boasty, Bentolis_outlaw. He's on Twitter. I almost called you your real name on accident. That vodka was catching up to me. Flirpy, where can people find you on the internet, darling?
Fleecy the Flirpy at Twitter. Fleecy, FleecyThaFlerpy. Or just look for me making stupid comments on all of Gersh's stuff on Twitter. You can find me that way. Much easier.
Yeah, you have a 15% tithe. You have to spend 15% of your time on Twitter harassing me.
That's what I do.
Yeah. All right. And you can follow the show at Thralls Balls Pod, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
You can email us any thoughts, things you want us to talk about, things you want us to cover. We'd love a review. We'll give you a tea bag for that, by the way. That's where we review you on the show. You can do that at thrallsballspodcast@gmail.com. You can jump into the Discord by going to thrallsballs.com, and you'll find a link to most of the socials and the Discord there. You can also leave a review in the Spotify question and answer section or on iTunes. And I think we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. We love you guys. Be good.
Egg mouth.
You're a bastard. And I can't find how to stop Craig. There we go. Okay. Gonna stop recording now. That's the end of the show. Bye, swingers. We love you. Be good.